tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's February 25th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. A lot of big news in the EV world today, starting with the fact that Tesla stock is crashing like a souffle under a sledgehammer, as Elon Musk predicted. Tesla stock is down more than 8% today. CEO Elon Musk predicted that the stock would get crushed like a souffle being smashed by a sledgehammer if it didn't show growth, which is exactly what it's happening now. As we reported earlier this month, if Tesla stock doesn't crash this quarter, Tesla will likely be trading at a 500 plus PE after reporting Q1 2025 earnings. The last time Tesla traded at these levels, Musk warned Tesla employees that the stock would get crushed, again, like a souffle, if it didn't show profit growth. It looks like the market is finally catching up as Tesla stock crashed more than 8% this morning. The automaker's valuation has now dipped back below $1 trillion, and some media are linking the crash to Tesla sales in Europe. But it has been clear for weeks that Tesla sales are down more than 50% in that market so far. Tesla expert Fred Lambert writes, "I think the main factor impacting Tesla stock is the anticipation of reduced earnings expectations. Even with today's 8% crash, Tesla's stock is still trading at a price-to-earnings ratio of about 150, and that's with the Bitcoin gain last quarter. In comparison, an automaker like Toyota trades at about 7, and a tech company like Meta trades at a PE of 40. These insane price-to-earnings ratios basically never hold, but they certainly don't hold when earnings are going down, which is what is happening at Tesla. But it's not all bad news for Tesla. They have launched limited full self-driving in China, but to mixed reviews. The company launched a limited version of its full self-driving features to Chinese customers to mixed reviews this morning. One, this is all translated from the Chinese: autopilot, automatic assisted driving on urban roads, optimizing the existing NOA automatic assisted navigation driving function. Using autopilot, automatic assisted driving on controlled roads and urban roads will guide the vehicle to exit ramps and intersections according to the navigation route, and identify traffic lights at intersections to go straight, turn left, turn right, turn around, etc. It will also automatically change lanes according to speed and route. When the navigation route is not set, the optimal road will be selected according to the actual road conditions. On the topic of the cabin camera, the cockpit camera above your rearview mirror can now determine whether the driver is paying attention and remind you to focus on the road through an alarm when the intelligent assisted driving system is activated. The cabin camera video is processed inside the vehicle. No one, including Tesla, has access to it. Map package version updated CN2025-815218. The update has received mixed reviews from Tesla owners in China. Some are happy with the progress, while others are disappointed that it falls short of the self-driving capabilities Tesla promised and short of the capabilities of the competition, many of which offer more advanced ADAS systems for less money. One last bit of Tesla news today. Tesla has acquired the bankrupt automation engineering firm Manns in Germany and has plans to onboard about 300 of Manns employees. Now, we talked a little bit yesterday about Tesla updating the Model S and X and about the way the market has changed since the launch of the first Model S. And of course, one of the main competitors to the Model S back then was the S-Class Mercedes-Benz, and more recently, the EQS. And that's been very confusing to Mercedes buyers, but there's good news there. Mercedes will stop treating EVs as a separate lineup, and that's a good thing, according to Jamie Dow. Mercedes will use the designation with EQ technology rather than naming its EVs with separate EQ model names, for example, S-Class versus EQS, to focus on treating them more like normal cars in what this author is considering an overdue move. Mercedes buyers are used to the convention of naming vehicles with lettering based on body style and numbers based on engine displacement. For the EV line, all vehicles share the letters EQ, which could lead customers to think that there's some similarity between them, and engine displacement doesn't make sense to apply to an EV. So there's lots of room for confusion there. Instead, Mercedes now says it will follow the convention it established with the release of the electric G-Class, which it officially calls G580 with EQ technology. That with EQ technology portion will stick and be carried through other EVs like the upcoming electric CLA. Plug-in hybrids will use with EQ hybrid technology as their designation. Mercedes is treating this as somewhat of a compromise between dropping EQ entirely and still maintaining continuity with its past electric models. In this way, there's still a way to tell that a model is electric, but they will be treated more like normal models within the model range instead of a separate sub-brand. Alongside these changes, Mercedes has also signaled a return to a more traditional design for its EVs, such as a fake grille for the 2025 EQS and perhaps less streamlined exterior shapes for upcoming EVs. There is no getting around the fact that the EQS and EQE are hideous, and the fact that they're changing that and acknowledging that they could look more like the regular vehicles or rather the ICE models is, I think, entirely positive. In another positive news story, Rivian Upfit program offers fleet managers custom solutions for its EVs just days after Rivian announced that it would be making its iconic Amazon electric delivery vans available to anyone willing to pay for one. The company launched a new Rivian Upfit program offering a one-stop shop to help fleet managers and commercial buyers put Rivian EVs to work. Launched in partnership with commercial vehicle heavyweights like Ranger Design, Sortimo, Bush Specialty Vehicles, Holman, Legend, and EV Sportline, the Rivian Upfit program helps fleet buyers make the switch to electric by simplifying the ordering process and delivering an experience that more closely resembles the experience fleet managers get at dealerships. Despite partnering with leading brands and launching into a well-established market, however, the program's webpage seems largely aimed at people outside the commercial vehicle space, kicking off with an explanation of what upfitting is. From the website, quote, "Upfitting is the process of customizing a vehicle in order to meet fleet, business, or individual customer needs to tackle the job at hand. This work is done after the vehicle has been built and released from the factory and can include everything from shelving modifications, flooring options, to sirens and flashers, and much more." The program was announced on LinkedIn with a number of photos indicating upfit options for Rivian's R1T and R1S vehicles focused on lifeguard and roadside assistance duty, as well as Rivian's van upfit with an HVAC telecom style toolbox arrangement. No word yet on pricing and turnaround time. In other commercial van news, the 2025 Ram ProMaster EV is finally living up to the initial promise made when it was launched in 2024. That is to say that it's getting 180 miles of range from its 110 kilowatt hour battery, new 12 and 13 foot cargo configurations to meet needs of more fleets, and a starting price of just $56,495. When Ram rolled out its ProMaster EV cargo van last year, the company promised a huge range of customizable features, including those 12 and 13 configurations in both standard and super high roof variants, even touting a heated windshield, which is exactly what you'll find hyped up in the latest Stellantis press release for the quote-unquote all-new 2025 Ram ProMaster. So if it's the same van, you have to be asking yourself, what's the story? And the story is basically this. The 2024 announcement for the ProMaster EV made a lot of promises, but anecdotal conversations with fleet buyers has revealed that the vast majority of ProMaster EVs that made it to customers were the step van version with the pocket side door and roll-up rear. That makes a ton of sense, considering that that's how Stellantis' prime customers for the Ram ProMaster spec'd them out. The Ram truck band has announced that Merchant Fleet will become a key commercial customer of the all-new Ram ProMaster van as it debuts later this year. This was from June 2023. The agreement calls for the purchase of 12,500 Ram ProMaster EVs. Amazon also is a big buyer of step vans with that roll-up rear, and they bought several thousand Ram ProMasters as well. Quote, "Our freedom of choice approach with powertrain extends to the Ram Professional lineup with an appropriate solution for last mile delivery in the Ram ProMaster EV." That's according to Tim Kuniskis, Ram brand CEO. With front wheel drive and a low step in height, the Ram ProMaster is a solid player and continues to perform well in a wide variety of business sectors, such as the growing home delivery environment, construction services wholesale, and IT services, among others. For 2025, Stellantis has repositioned the ProMaster EV step van with a new lower starting price to match its improved availability. The van can now be had for $69,995 plus a $19,95 destination fee, down significantly from $79,990 starting price from 2024, proving once again that good things can come to those who wait. For that money, you get an all-new Ram that's so all-new that Stellantis issued almost the exact same press photo they used at the 2024 launch. The order books for the 2025 ProMaster officially opened this week. Now, finally, we like to wrap these things up talking about the environment, grid sustainability. Today is no different. National Grid is going to sell its U.S. renewables arm for $1.74 billion. Pretty self-explanatory. British energy giant National Grid has reached a deal to sell National Grid renewables in the U.S. to Canadian investment firm Brookfield Asset Management for $1.74 billion. That's all we've got for today, February 25th. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow.